Hello and welcome to Intellectual Kink. This is Insidious Muse.
What's happening now? Hi, this is Service Slut.
And we have a guest. What do you want to be called, guest?
Asshole.
We have asshole. Say hi, asshole.
Hi, asshole.
See? He does that so well. He's good at that. It's part of his job. Hey, so we're in the Intellectual Kink studios. Actually, we're in the Intellectual Kink annex. It's not as swanky as the studio, but we're here.
Oh my god.
In the annex. Oh, if you guys only knew this inside joke, how funny it is. But just trust, because we're always funny. Our topic today is going to be online dating. But obviously, everything we do is from a BDSM slant. So online dating, how do you navigate online dating when you're dealing with vanilla sites, but you're not vanilla? I mean, are you looking for a vanilla partner to supplement your BDSM? And then, you know, when do you tell them about this other side of you? Or do you tell them off the bat? Or are you not looking for a vanilla partner? What is the purpose of such online sites? That's what we're talking about.
It sucks. I wish there, you know, I wish that there was this, like, hybrid of OkCupid and maybe FetLife, where you could potentially meet someone who's kinky and not creepy.
So OkFetLife?
Yeah, yeah. I think when you're trying to find someone to date on Fet, the probability of it being somebody creepy and not socially adept maybe gets a little higher?
Well, I mean, it's a numbers game. Okay. And that's the truth. So there's going to be a smaller percentage of people of the grand population that is on FetLife. And those that end up messaging you generally are kind of a little bit creepy. I mean, no offense, people that have messaged me on FetLife, but sometimes a little creepy. Don't get me wrong. Creepy messages on OkCupid and Plenty of Fish and whatever else is out there. And Match.com. And I really hope you're not doing Christian Mingle. That's just weird.
Okay, but see, you get the creepy ones because you get, like, I don't know, fucking 15 messages a day. So, it you're right. It is a numbers game. Of those 15, I'm pretty sure there are some creepy ones. Woman.
They're entertaining, though. They're entertaining. Now, this is from the you know, kind of the het female and the lesbian female. Let's get from the het male perspective, from Asshole, who's in studio.
Jesus so, Christ.
He told me to call him Asshole. Would you choose another name, sir?
No, Asshole's still fine.
So, okay. So talk to us about your online dating experiences.
My online dating experiences suck. They suck ass. I'll just tell you that right now.
Why?
Because women are so fucking flaky. Even kinky women are flaky.
Women, I got stood up twice in one night.
I didn't say men weren't flaky. I was
so to revise your statement. People are flaky.
You're asking me from a male perspective, so I'm from a male perspective. Women are flaky.
Yeah. See, this is what happens when you get two dominant people in a room discussing something. It's like, no, wait, I'm right. No, I'm right. No, I'm right. No, I'm right. Where the fuck are we, Ash?
We're in the Ben and Jerry's cup. I'm sorry. At the annex, we don't have ashtrays. We have Ben and Jerry's cups. We're fancy. Anyway, so go on, Mr. Asshole, with more of the flakiness.
Well, to comment on Nancy's OkFetLife comment, I think OkCupid, you can find the freaky ones on there because they have a lot of the questions geared towards, do you like to role play? Do you like, you know, bisex? So you can kind of vet somebody out that way, finding if they're kinky or not, whereas you can't do that on other sites. However, when you got good freak dar, you can always pick out a good freak. It doesn't matter where you find them, either online dating or at the fucking grocery store. Take your pick.
Sometimes not. But yeah, I think you're right. A lot of the questions on OkCupid definitely will give you an insight into somebody, you know, like, do you like to be tied up? How would you feel if your partner needed you to slap them in the face for arousal? Okay, let's do this. So you asshole and I were talking, this is so odd, we're talking the other day, and you said that you thought that online dating made it harder. And I disagreed, but let's hear why you think it makes it harder.
Well, I didn't say online dating made it harder. I said dating today is harder because of social media and able to text. You know, you think back 15, 20 years ago when you and I were dating, you know, coming out of high school and in college, if you wanted to date somebody, it was talk to them on the phone. It was to pick up the corded phone in the house and call them. or meet them at a party or out at the restaurant, whatever.
And you knew where they were, because they were wherever that physical phone was.
Yes, exactly. Nowadays, with the cell phone, you know, you can look at the caller ID. I don't want to talk to this fucker. Or you can carry on with some smartphones. You can text and talk on the phone at the same time with people.
I do it all the time. Yes. And email.
Yes.
All the time. Yes. I'm guilty. It's fantastic. That's why I text.
Or answer messages on OkCupid while talking on the phone.
Yes.
But you can carry on 5 or 6 different conversations with 5 or 6 different people at the exact same time. And I think that's what the problem with dating is nowadays, is social media has ruined it for us all. Sure, I'm going to talk to this person. I've really got an interest in this person. They said they like to be slapped in the face and they like to be tied up. Hey, great. It's been great talking to you, person, but, you know, I've got to go to work, or, you know, I need to step out and go to the grocery store. I'm driving. I can't talk to you. So then somebody else grabs their attention, and then they completely lose attention and focus on you. Whereas so 20 years.
Fucking true. Exactly what I was going to say. You lose focus.
Yes.
You know, that whole, like, awesome, like, energy of getting excited about someone. Well, now there's, like, 5 different someones. There's only so much excitement to go around.
Really? Because, I get it. I get what you guys are saying. There's a lot of people that can grab your attention, which, you know, can make you a little flighty or whatever. But there's also the, we are kind of an ADD culture. So that kind of constant stimulation can be appealing in some ways. But additionally, my point is that you kind of know who makes you feel like the best. Like, there's a hierarchy of the people that you're texting or talking to or messaging or whatever. There's a hierarchy. There's that one that you like, I always want to return their text. I always want to talk to them. You know, whereas the other ones are like, ah, so-and-so texted me. I'll get to them later.
That's true. It's who gets your interest. But you've got to remember, it's a two-way street. The other person's got to have the same interest. If they don't have that same interest in you, but the next person that they're texting with, they're interested in that person, they're going to lose interest in you. So remember, it's a two-way street. Again, you go back to the phone conversations from 20 years ago. You weren't allowed to get interested in somebody else. Not allowed. I don't want to say allowed, but you didn't have the opportunity to get
interested. The Dom says not allowed.
you didn't have the opportunity to get interested in somebody else because it was a true one-on-one conversation.
I don't know, because I think that, you know, you could still, in the back of your mind, still have that person that you were chatting with at, let's say, school or work or whatever, that is still lingering in your mind. And you're right, it is a two-way street, but generally you get a feel, even in text or even in messages, or even if there's, you know, a certain amount of reciprocity in that particular kind of, you know, wooage, swoonage, whatever term you want to say, right? I mean, am I right?
Yes. Going back to the hierarchy, though, why are you laughing at me?
The way you grabbed the mic.
Well, it's so cute. But at the top of that hierarchy, it's the kinky people. And for me, that's really difficult to find.
Wait, it's hard to find kinky lesbians?
Okay, look, here's the thing. I'm a minority within a minority within a minority.
I get that.
So that makes my pool. Yes.
A lexicon.
I am a Mexican. I'm a lesbian and I'm kinky.
I was thinking
lesbian,
but.
A Mexican.
But that makes my pool a lot smaller. And also, I'm looking for someone in LA. I mean, yeah, LA is huge, but again, small subset.
No, obviously you're a subculture and a subculture. But additionally, LA is a much larger city. I mean, I really feel for people in small towns because LA is so much bigger where there's a greater chance. And we have a huge kink community here. Massive. And you know what the funny thing is? I don't know why you aren't like talking to the people in the kink community where we're pretty big and like in it a lot. You confuse me.
Okay, see, now it gets more complicated, is that I'm in a DS relationship with you. Just like how I tell people, or I tell you, that we're a package deal.
Yes.
Well, whoever that other person is would need to be okay with that.
Right.
So, you see how that kind of complicates things a little bit?
Okay, so basically your relationship status is forever alone. I'm just saying.
Hey, books.
She's too young to be forever alone.
No, 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 no. There's never too young to be forever alone. You can always be forever alone. It's always there. So, I mean, I guess the question is then, how do you two approach it? Do you approach it kind of, answer the questions honestly, which shows that you have a kinky slant.
Damn, dude, we just broke out the Arabic.
Do you?
I didn't realize the show was speaking in tongues.
I'm very godly, so yes.
Yeah, sure thing, atheist woman.
I did tell a Christian. I didn't say shove it up your ass.
Well, actually, it's a Chinese Christian guy trying to hand you.
It was a woman, by the way, and she handed me this thing about, you know, Jesus, because Jesus saves. And I was like, oh, no, thank you. I'm an atheist. And I just walked away. I thought it was very nice. I wasn't rude about it or anything. Anyway, sidebar. That, by the way, was not me with the shiny. I didn't just do that. He did that. So you can't blame me and my ADD for that. So anyway, back to the point that I was making. Do you like answer the questions honestly, which shows that you're a kinky person, but do you not specifically address the kinky thing right off the bat? And if you don't, when do you?
With OkCupid, I answer the questions, the sexual ones, honestly. But if I'm going to start talking to someone, that's the last thing I'm going to talk about.
Mm.
Because one time... So one time I went on a lovely date with this lovely girl, so smart, so pretty, everything was perfect. And I made the mistake of talking about my mistress, and it just kind of, because where do you go from there?
Well, yeah. And I mean, cause I remember when Nancy told me about this, she talked about me a lot apparently. And it was also the other girl asked a lot of questions, like a lot of questions about what does that look like and what does that mean for a relationship and all of these questions, which, you know, at that point she's vetting her out because it's like, this sounds like this is really complicated and it is complicated. But so then therefore this goes back to my original question. Can we even remotely try and persuade vanillas to date us?
Maybe if they're in an open relationship, I think mind frame.
But if you're there, then aren't you automatically like at least a step towards kinky? Because I think that once you're in poly, that's a step towards kind of the kinky world. Nay, yay.
I have no comments on poly, but as far as the kinky and the freak, we're all kinky. Even vanilla people have kink in them. It's just a matter of do they want to admit to it. Okay, everybody has kink in them. And, you know, take a stab at Nancy because she's just sitting over there looking so cute. Maybe she needs to up her game a little bit. I don't know.
I know, she needs an upper game. Yeah. I've been saying that to her for a while.
Well, no, she's got an upper game with the big chest, but maybe she needs to up her game.
Say that, and pervert, yeah, and the boobs. Yeah. It's all about the boobs. It doesn't help that she's sitting here in her pajamas with nothing underneath it.
Shut up.
So her boobs are fruity. She's all fruity.
Yeah.
Keeping my legs together because...
You have no underwear on.
Because I have no underwear on, and last time that I was sitting here and... an asshole came. Oh, what's it happening? I don't know what's
it's
happening.
Playing
in our no, stop.
Technical difficulties.
The internet is having issues.
No, but so last time that I was sitting here, I happened to have my legs up. An asshole saw my underwear. So now I'm like fucking paranoid and it's super hot. So I have a blanket here so I can drape it over my legs, but it's like really hot. It's just bad. It's bad. What? Here. Take this, please.
Oh, so you lied about that the other day when I pointed that out to you while we're sitting at the movie theaters waiting for the movie to start. I made the comment about your panties, and you were like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. No, that did not happen. Oh, so you lied then, and now you just admitted the truth. I like that.
I'm bashful.
Yeah, okay, sure you are.
Just tell them to stop.
Why? This is entertaining. It's like I'm watching a volley. It's very exciting, and I don't even have to be a part of it.
Yes,
fantastic.
You're holding the microphone.
I am left, right, left, right. Yes. Let's do this thing. That's right.
Four.
All right. Back to the topic.
Yes. As I cover my legs.
As you cover your hoo-ha, as you said earlier.
Now, back to the topic. Back to the questions, you know, trying to vet somebody. I think we're all kinky in our own way. Everybody has a definition of kinky. Next time you're out, ask people, what's your definition of kinky? Maybe tonight, you know, if you're at a dungeon or something, ask him, what is your definition of kinky? Everybody's going to be totally different with their definition. Okay? And it's the same way with vanilla dating. We're all going to be kinky in our own way. It's just a matter of finding that niche, finding that crack, and digging your way into that crack and drawing it out of them. You know, kinky to some person might be, you know, taking cum shot on their face, and the next person kinky is tie me up with barbed wire and you know, take electrical cords to my ass or something. You know, everybody's definition of kinky is just totally different.
Yeah, but extracting out a person's kinkiness from a vanilla, it's exhausting, and that's a huge commitment. And if this isn't somebody that you are pretty sure you want to spend a lot of time with, why would you invest that kind of emotional time and attention? Why?
Are you telling me that patience is not a virtue with the doctor?
I am virtuousless.
Bullshit. I know better than that. Patience. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. But you're patient for the right person. You're not patient for patience's sake.
Yes, you are correct. If you talk to somebody that has your interest, you're going to be patient with them. Yesterday we were talking about this, and I made the comment to you that I tend to shy away from the flirty when I first start talking to somebody because I want to get to know them. I don't want to immediately start flirting with them because then I don't want to give the impression to that lady that I'm speaking with that I'm just here to get in your pants. So I try to shy away from the flirtiness at first and get to know that person. And then, you know, either let them make the first flirty comment or, you know, if something comes up, you know, a good opening line that I use to try to find out if they're kinky is, you know, if she tells me that she did something bad today, like she ate too many carbs or she didn't run at the gym or, you know, whatever her bad thing was that she admits to doing. I say, well, okay, well, maybe I just need to spank you later tonight then. And if they come back and say, oh, yes, please do, then, hey, there you go. There's your end.
Damn it. That's fucking clever. I need to find something like that for me.
But you don't spank.
Exactly. That's why I said I need to find something like that for me. What I don't, as a submissive woman, what could I possibly say?
Maybe make a comment about how you were naughty one day or something and see what they say. But here's the question. The challenge, of course, is then you do have the hierarchy of our relationship.
Yes, so I have to keep that. See, and that's where it gets tricky for me, too, because sometimes I'm thinking, like, okay, well, you know, if this goes well, what do I have permission to do?
Right, and you're looking for an alpha.
I am.
And therein creates a lot of complexity.
Yes, yes.
Because most alphas aren't really happy that there's a higher alpha to them.
Well, because then that makes them a beta, and that's not what they want to do. No.
See? Challenges.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Hey. What are you doing?
It's fucking hot!
It's hot! Go turn the air conditioner up! See, the annex. We're so hot in the annex. Put it down to like 72.
Shut up!
She doesn't have panties on.
Shut up!
She's going upstairs to the executive studio to turn the air conditioner up. This is very comfortable, though. Aren't we comfortable here in the studios?
I'm quite comfortable.
Right? You have your iPad. You've got Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. It doesn't suck. It's good.
I'm quite comfortable, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how many dates have you gone on from online dating?
I can't even count. I've been on so many first dates, it's not even funny.
How many seconds?
Very few seconds.
Why? What happens?
They're flaky or... the physical chemistry is not there when you meet somebody. You can have the chemistry via text or via the phone, but then when you actually meet them, maybe you don't have that physical chemistry. You know, maybe they don't like your body type, or maybe they don't like your actual personality. Maybe they pick up something in the way that you talk to the waiter, or, you know, maybe a woman is all upset because the guy didn't hold the door open for her when they walked in the restaurant or whatever. I mean, it can be that small and that trivial with people. And again, I think it's social media that has ruined all this shit. You think about on Twitter, you look at all these fucking hashtags of what I want in the guy. I want a guy that's hard-bodied and ripped and that loves his mama and that always opens the doors. And a guy that does that shit all the fucking time don't have time for a woman.
I'm not up for someone who loves their mama. That sounds. I don't want to compete with that shit.
No mama.
Have a bad relationship with your mother. I'm fine with that. What?
No. But let me turn the tables then.
Yes.
What? Because you've been doing a lot of online dating, a lot of whatevering.
It's whatevering because they're not dating.
But I mean, at what point do you turn to someone and say, "Hey, you see that flogger hanging right there next to my bed?"
Right.
You know, I mean, that's got to be hard as a dominant female, because some men, like, they'd like to, you know, be in charge and stuff, and you're me not too. Really very keen on that.
You know what? But I am for sex. I don't mind a guy being in charge during sex. It's actually very enjoyable. It works for me. It makes life easier. So it's like, that kind of works. To me, I consider that very vanilla. It's like, whatever, that's fine. Now, if they notice the flogger that is hanging next to my bed, which it is, and the box of nitrile gloves, which are also next to my bed, and the, you know, all of these things, which are telltale signs, and then they bring it up, that's great. For me, I always try to feel somebody out and try and work with them, and I'm very slow, because as asshole said, and I feel so bad calling you that, because you're just not an asshole, you're a very nice person, the definition of kinky is different for every person. Now, I'm at a phase in my kinky life where people would look at it and say some of it is extreme. You know, some of the things that I am interested in, some of the things that I do, that I even look at and think, oh, wow, cuckolding is extreme? Oh, who cute. Who knew? You know, those types of things to me, or force buy, or any of that kind of stuff, that people will be like, wow, that's super intense. Knife play, all of those things. And I'm like, oh, that's intense? Oops. You know, so for me, I get very conservative in the reveal, in the sharing of stuff. So, for example, one of the guys that I'm whatevering with, he actually is kinky, but he's a dominant. That's fine. And he and I talk a lot. He might actually be coming to a dungeon tonight. He and I talk a lot about not kink, but just like everything. And so it's just one of those things. I can be pretty open with him, but I haven't told him the specific things that I'm into.
I'm just letting you know, if he comes tonight, he might discover those things that you are into. And so that then leads me to my next question. How would you deal with that reaction? Like, are you nervous about that?
No. No.
No, I'll be there.
What's he gonna do? There's only one person I'm nervous about the reaction from.
Is that probable hipster douche?
Yeah. Yeah. Because he is, insofar, I mean, he's not totally vanilla, trust me. The sex is not totally vanilla. But it's one of those, I'm not really sure how to tell him exactly what it is I do. He'll figure it out. But I haven't gotten there yet.
But so then what happens when you meet someone that you feel like you might be invested in, and there's that shaky ground, like what you're describing?
Well, I'm discovering that right now. I don't know what happens. That. All of that. It's, I don't know. That's the thing.
Well, I can weigh in on that, because I've been in that situation where I've met somebody that I've really liked and hadn't brought out the kinky side of me. You know, my life started out vanilla, then kinky, then vanilla, then my last marriage was vanilla and tried to bring in the kink, and it was great until I took her to her first dungeon, and then she got freaked out and went out in the parking lot and puked because it was too much for her.
Wow.
So then I got out of it. Well, now that I'm divorced and single again, I'm like, fuck it. Kinky is who I am. I mean, there's no two ways about it. So, yes, I'm on a vanilla site trying to meet women, but I'm also trying to vet them to see if they've got the kink in them that would be worthy. And the thing that I keep coming back to is just talking to them and communicating with them and trying to find out. Now, back in January, I met a woman, was pretty crazy about her, really liked her. We went out on a lot of dates. I mean, there was like 7 days in a row we saw each other.
Wow.
And just had a great time and met her sister, everything like that. You know, after about 6 or 7 days, we started having the little sex talk and flirty.
Wait, you... What? You didn't have sex... What? Wait.
He's a gentleman.
You went on 6 dates and didn't have sex?
Because he's a gentleman.
Wow.
Yes, I might be an asshole, but I'm still a gentleman, okay?
That just would not work for me at all.
Wow. Well, now, you're different. I'd fuck you in a heartbeat.
Right, well, yeah, because that's what it's... Yeah. That's why all of mine are whatever. Yeah. We don't date, we just go have sex.
Yeah, I mean, we could have fucked in at the parking garage at the airport when you picked me up.
Oh, could we have?
Yeah, that would have been less than an hour. Hey, that'd been, 5 minutes into it?
I just blushed, by the way.
Yeah. But anyway, so, you know, we've had sex talk before that, but we got really intense and started asking the question, what do you like, what do you don't like? You know, do you spit, do you swallow, do you like it in the ass? Shit like that, okay? Well, then
all what I would consider is fairly vanilla. Right.
So we got to, you know, on the swallowing thing, she goes, well, I like to stroke him off, and I like to see it shoot out, and then I like to take it and suck it off his body. Oh, hello. I kind of like that thought, you know. That's different from the norm. So then I started pulling and prying and doing different things and said, well, shit, you sound like you might be a little freak. I have a little freak in me. Oh, really? Well, do you like to be tied up? Oh, I love to be tied up. So then it just starts expanding on that. Well, then, so, okay, well, I know she likes to be tied up. I know she likes to be spanked. I know she likes to suck cum off of whatever various body parts of my body. Okay, well, let's see if we can push the envelope a little bit. Do you like your hair pulled? You know, how extreme do you like your spanking?
That's
not. No.
Everybody likes their hair pulled.
No. Yeah, no. Everybody does like it, but you could still take it to an extreme.
Absolutely. True.
Okay. Something that I've discovered here recently in the past 6-8 months is more and more women are into face slapping and choking. They're admitting to that kind of stuff. A year ago, women didn't admit to being face slapped and getting choked. But now more and more women are admitting to it. So you kind of, I think that's where I kind of crossed the line and said, okay, well, you know, let's say, you know, we're in the middle of hot, passionate sex and I'm on top and I'm just banging the shit out of you and I reach up and right as you go to orgasm, I wrap my hand around your throat and give you a big kiss. That was it. Just mentioning putting my hand around her throat, just trying to draw it out over if she would like that little scenario, that's where she freaked out and said, you're too extreme for me, I gotta go. And that was it. I never heard from her again.
Yeah, and that's wow. That's very, I mean, that's such a, you know, an extreme reaction. It's so, and I've lost words all week. I can't keep finding the word. Anyway, but the idea that why don't you just say, for me, it's why don't you just say, no, I'm not into that, you know. And I, for me, I have a very specific thing about choking. And it's like, that's fantastic. I really love it when people remind me of my ex-husband when he used to choke me to stop me from talking. So how about we not do that?
Okay.
And, right? But see, but again, and that's the response. It's like, most people are like, oh, I'm so sorry, I wouldn't. And I said, I understand that, but now you understand. So I'm cool. This is a part of negotiating.
And that's the difference between you and most women in the vanilla world. You're willing to talk and communicate that. You're comfortable communicating that with people. A lot of women are not. And I think what happened, is, after I thought about it, I think I touched on a subject that she wasn't comfortable with, but because she was immature in her communication skills, when it came to that, I think her fight or flight syndrome took off, and then she chose to flight.
Draconian. The word was draconian.
Oh, dear.
Draconian?
Yeah, I was going... I don't know why Diplodocus came in my head, because the dinosaur has nothing to do with
what
it, but draconian.
What's wrong with you?
There goes the ADD.
Dichotomy was also one of them, but they're all D words, but it was draconian. Anyway, back to asshole.
Wow.
Boy, ADD just took over there.
Yes!
Or one of your alphabet phrases, I don't know. Take your fucking pick. But I think... In conclusion of that thought, if you still got to be very careful and walk that fine line and be able to communicate with them. And if you can, if just because you're physically attracted, both parties are physically attracted to one another and everything, there's still going to be that fine line, and you've got to be able to skate that fine line until you find that niche in that crack to just will your way in there and pry it open.
So, to extrapolate out on that, I mean, it sounds like it's a lot about the negotiations, the communication, but to speak to Nancy's, you know, date that was a disaster, it's not, you can't over-communicate, you can't over-share.
Because then it gets intimidating. Because then, you know, there I am talking about you, and it's like, well, how the fuck is anybody ever going to measure up to you?
That's true. You are kind of like, I am on a pedestal for you.
Well, you are, and I like to keep you there, and I will keep you there. You know, but that doesn't mean that there's not room for someone else to be up.
Say my ex. I need to chop that pedestal down.
No, you leave my pedestal alone!
Sorry, I had to throw assholeness in there. Okay?
Yes, yes. But yeah, that doesn't mean that there's not room for someone else there as well. But it's just kind of finding that, like, happy medium of, you know, this is me and this is my life, and do you want to play a role in that? Which I haven't figured out yet. I have no fucking idea what I'm doing when it comes to dating. No idea.
Me neither. Why do you think I'm whatevering? I don't understand. So there's this, you know, you start with, you know, whatever, a flirtationship, and then there's the booty call, and then there's whatevering, and then there's dating, and then there's, you know, a relationship. And
yeah,
I don't know how to not whatever. I don't know how to move out of the whatevering phase. I just don't. I'm always whatevering. And it might have to do with this delicate approach of... Because right now, it's almost like I'm living two lives.
Yep.
There's the vanilla life, and then there's the kinky life. And now, mind you, I spend almost all of my time with and around kinky people. We're constantly in the community. We're constantly hanging out with kinky people. We're bringing our kinky friends into vanilla things. I mean, heck,
we're doing real things with them.
Last night, all but two people were kinky at karaoke. So it's one of those things where, you know, that's who we spend our time with. We went to the Renaissance Fair with a kinky person and ran into so many kinky people it wasn't even funny. But, you know, it's just one of those things where the two worlds seem very separate, and I don't know how to build a bridge. How do you build a bridge to that? That's a question for everybody.
One conversation at a time.
Well,
to say it metaphorically, one conversation at a time.
Yeah, but for you, so let's talk about Choking Girl. How did you feel when she just said, "No, you're too extreme"? I mean, were you disappointed?
Here's
you know,
my heart. Go ahead and stab it.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Yes. That's what I'm saying. I was invested.
Oh, I was extremely disappointed. I was hurt. I mean, for her to just walk out. I mean, and yeah, I mean, I did the typical male thing. I begged and groveled and said, "Whoa, wait a minute. Please, you know, sent text and call. Please pick up the phone. Please answer my text. Please, let's discuss this. It's not what you think. You're making a mountain out of a molehill here. You know, it's not that
bad." By the way, don't ever say that to a woman.
Mountain out of a molehill?
When you're talking about her emotional reaction, just don't.
Okay. Yeah. My assholeness coming out. So. Look, I might be a gentleman and an asshole, but, you know, I'm still, you know, we all make mistakes in the dating world.
Is he an assholeman? Is he a gentle ass? I don't
know. No, he's a teddy bear. We discussed this. He's Papa Bear.
He's not Papa Bear. He's a teddy bear.
Well, you don't see him as Papa Bear because you're you, and you're like a Mama Bear.
Okay.
Damn, there's that bear reference again from last night.
I know, right? Rawr.
You do that.
Rawr.
Well, I mean, you're doing that right now to be silly, but you do that just in life.
Whatever. Anyway, so, yeah, moving on.
So, I mean, I did reach out to her, and I tried to talk to her and get her to come back. And I got a couple of responses out of her. Typically, it was the, "Fuck you, leave me alone, don't contact me again, you scare me." You know, that kind of stuff. And everybody's going to have a different reaction. And you trying to draw a vanilla person in, if you go too quick, just like, you know, Nancy's issue, Brenton, you know, mentioning talking about you on the date, you can get too quick into that. So, you know, that's why I made the comment earlier about patience. You know, you got to be patient and you got to be delicate in how you bring certain things up, you know, whether it's choking or, "Hey, look, I really like you, but there is another woman in my life that's my mistress, that I've got her on a pedestal, that I worship, da 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 da." You can't just come around, "Hey, my name is Nancy, I'm a lesbian, I like you, but I also have another woman that I'm madly crazy in love with." You know, you just can't just throw, I'm sorry, what, mesbian? I shouldn't have said lesbian, I'm sorry, lesbian. You know, and the same way for me. "Hi, I'm Papa Bear, asshole, whatever the fuck my name is for the hour." And you know, I like choking women. Hey, what can I say? You know, you can't...
That's creepy. That's really fucking creepy.
But you see that it's too extreme what we're talking about here, but it's still the same thing. You have to be delicate and you have to be patient of when you approach that with a person.
So, where does that leave us?
Shit.
You know, I will say this, that there are some OkCupid profiles that I've seen that very clearly you can tell. So there's this one guy who contacted me. It was hilarious, made me laugh. and, you know, it was, number one, his picture is kind of like, looks like a serial killer. And then, yeah, he was just like, "Hi," and I was like, "Oh, let's check out his profile." I checked out his profile, and amongst his favorite, you know, he's looking only for bi women that, and his favorite book is The Story of O.
Very telling.
So my thing is, "Oh, what do you like about The Story of O? What role do you see yourself in?" And he's like, "Sir Stefan." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I could see that." And then he was going on about something, and it was about, you know, he's like, "But I'm very nice." And I said, "I know a lot of very nice sadists. I don't doubt that at all." And then his response is, well, are you a sub? I'm like, not even remotely. Good luck. So, but it was, you know, I have seen that in profiles, which, you know, there are subtle enough things that can tip off people that are in the know. Like, if you know Story of O, that's not 50 Shades of Grey.
No.
You know, and so another kinkster would be like, oh, the Story of O, I know what that is. And if somebody knows it and doesn't like it, they're not going to contact you. If somebody knows it and does like it, they're like, hey, what you mean about a Story of O? Now, here's the challenge. Like, if I put Story of O on my profile, everybody's going to think I want to be the female submissive, yeah. Which I am so not. So, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've found plenty of submissive men, which is not really what I'm looking for, but plenty of them on OkCupid.
What are you looking for?
I don't know. Which is why I'm whatevering. Because I don't know. You know, I don't want what I had with Eric. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. One of the reasons that Eric was appealing to me is because he was so far away. And I could still have my independence and have my life. And I didn't have to worry about that. I know I want somebody local because I would like to have sex on a very consistent basis. That's pretty important to me. But the problem with taking that beyond the whatevering level is, well, what does that mean? And I mean, I just don't know. I don't have a 5-year plan for relationships. I just don't. That's exhausting. I don't have time for that shit. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Let me ask you a question. Are you willing to compromise? Are you willing to adjust or change yourself for a guy? Would you like me to be more specific?
Please. Because
obviously you are a complete loss for words.
Please be specific.
Okay. Would you adjust your independence for the right guy?
No.
Since you brought up independence.
No.
I wouldn't. Me personally, I don't think I could ever adjust my kink for a woman.
No, I wouldn't want to.
A kink is me. But I'm willing to compromise things like independence or the guys thing. You know, I have a real good thing? Yeah, I have a real good friend that we play golf. Right now, me being a single guy, I ain't got nothing else going on. We play golf just about every weekend.
Oh, right.
But now if the right woman came along, you know, sure, I would cut back my golf to be able to spend time with her. Or, you know, I would say, you know, hey, you know, say Tuesday night's bowling night, you know, and you go bowling every Tuesday night, you know, and if she came up and said, well, that's great and everything, and I'll let you have it, but, you know, this Tuesday night we got a fundraiser going on, will you go with me? You know, sure, I'll compromise and forego my guys because I really like a woman. So I think that you still have to learn to give up a few things for the right person. And people can pick up on it if you're not willing to give up for that person.
I wonder. I don't know. I might not be willing to give up. There are some things I do, but generally I like to incorporate people into my life.
Yeah, but they would like to do the same with you as well.
Yes, but my life is so great that everybody wants to be incorporated into my life.
As awesome as that sounds and as happy that I am that you've incorporated me into your life.
Yes!
Wait a minute. Are you incorporated into Nancy's life?
Not as much as she is into mine, though. I mean, think about it. Mm-hmm. Not as much as you are into mine.
Well, that's because she's the S and you're the D.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Which has worked out. There's no complaints. But I'm not, you know, it's not like I'm going shopping with you and your best friend like you used to do every weekend. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. It's just, it's one of those things that have been different.
Yes. This is true.
He's reeling her in, apparently. That's what he's in the fishing thing. So, we got that going.
Damn, that means I have left both of you speechless.
No, I mean,
in less than 5 minutes.
Because, I mean, it's a good question. It really is. It's a valid question. I understand. And I get it. If you want to go forward with, like, a relationship, if you want to be relationshiping, then that absolutely requires compromise. It requires incorporating each other into each other's lives.
No, it doesn't even have to be relationship. It could be the dating.
No, why?
Yeah.
Why are you compromising for dating?
Because when you're dating, you're learning about each other.
Yes.
You're learning about the other person's interests.
Yes.
What if that other person is, like, super in love, like you are, with art?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, an ideal date for you would be to go to a museum.
Yes!
Right? Well, what if that other person isn't as excited about art as you are.
It makes me very sad.
But you want to show them, right?
I've done that before.
Okay, that's what it means to do that when you're dating.
Right, again, I'm incorporating them into my life.
Okay.
Right.
But that's, again, it goes the other way. You've told me that you're not into sports.
Right.
But you don't give two shits about sports.
Nope.
Okay. So if I was to ask you out on a date, and you tell me, well, the ideal date for me is to go to the opera or go to an art gallery or, you know, some kind
talking
of...
Talking my language!
Some kind of cultural event. Hey, I pay attention to you. I know what you like. Some type of cultural event like that. You know what? I'm going to be... You know, I'm not that cultured. Sure. Put some culture into me. Let's go to the art show. Let's go to the opera. Let's go to the ballet. I'm all for it. But if we're dating, I'm gonna ask you to go hang out with me at the sports bar.
I don't mind that.
Or maybe catch a baseball game.
My God!
Baseball. So I don't mind that. So here's the thing. The example. Example. I DVR'd UFC.
Yes.
So there you go. I am apparently willing to compromise and become incorporated into somebody else's life. So that's there. I got
all
that.
All fucking sports, you had to go the Neanderthal end of it.
Well, you can thank my ex-boyfriend for that.
He
was a Neanderthal, so we got
all
that
men,
going.
All men are Neanderthals.
No, some are
well,
Neanderthals that can draw
even
and can appreciate Kandinsky, some.
Even gay guys are Neanderthal.
But they're well-dressed. Did you see that one last night?
Which one?
The one that was trying to sing that Beyonce song?
Yes.
He was
so
adorable. Oh, my God.
And he was.
But
he
what
so
gay funny. Guy doesn't know all the single ladies?
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
But anywho, to bring it back to the point.
Anywho.
Is what? you know, just as we compromise with what our interests are, it's the same thing with kink. You know, it's the same kind of negotiation, you know? If there's a type of play that you're not into... You know, is that a deal breaker for the other person? Are they so
sometimes.
Fucking... Well, that exactly my point, you know? It's you have to treat it the same way. I mean, it's a very specific way to treat it. How are you going to negotiate, you know, going to see an art show or something? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm trying to say?
I have negotiated that.
Now, Nancy kind of jumped the gun because I asked that question to lead into the negotiation between a D and an S. You and I had that conversation yesterday. When I made the comment to you about talking to these new submissives that find me on Twitter, that come up to me and say, I have all these questions, will you help me out? And usually one of the very first questions I always ask is, in a DS relationship, who holds the power? Who holds the control? And it typically, it's the submissive at the beginning because they have the right to safe words and to limits and things like that, and you use that as part of your negotiation. And as the D-type, you and I discussed this, as the D-type, don't we have to kind of mold and change ourselves to that submissive's limits and safe words?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, in essence, you are kind of compromising yourself there.
True.
So, why can't you, in essence, compromise yourself in the vanilla dating?
I don't like to compromise.
Well, none of us like to compromise.
Does that mean that you don't like to negotiate play with me?
No, I don't negotiate play with you.
But in the beginning?
In the beginning. There were a lot of challenges in negotiating play with you in the beginning.
But you were invested, right?
Yeah.
So, that's why... You did negotiate with
right.
You compromised.
Right, but we're talking about the relationship component, getting into a relationship where you're not invested yet, but you're already pre-negotiating. So if you're not invested, you know what I'm saying? This is where, I mean, it's almost as if you're putting the cart before the horse.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, Nancy and I clarified earlier, not the relationship, the dating aspect.
Again, you're even less invested then.
You have to date before you get into a relationship.
And so when the compromise...
The
compromise...
Yes.
So, but what you're saying... So, to Nancy's point was that I was invested in the beginning with her, which is why I negotiated, albeit there were challenges to it. But I was already invested. So, the question is, I mean, are we talking about, you know, are you invested to the point of... You know, you're Twitter-pated, and they make you swoon, and the sex is good, and so that's the level of investment, which therefore turns into that compromise thing of which you all spoke. Why is nobody talking?
Because, I'll tell you why nobody's talking.
You make no sense to me.
That.
Why?
You are totally, like, deflecting the entire question.
She got all ADD on
it. Yeah. Used big words and like was like, ooh, look at this. Shiny, shiny, shiny. Yeah, you did. In order to not answer the question.
You know, I just noticed.
What was the question?
I just noticed. just noticed your face is the same color as your hair right now.
It's because it's so hot.
Are you flush? Yes, I know I'm.
Okay, what was the question?
Fuck if I know, because
thank you.
You deflected so well.
Yeah, exactly.
Defense rest.
The question was the negotiation, the difference between dating and relationship. You're trying to throw a relationship in there. We're talking about dating. You got to crawl before you walk.
I guess I'm confused.
He's right.
I understand that.
Okay.
I understand that.
So what was the chain of events you talked about earlier? You know, you gone from the fuck buddy to the whatevering to
dating, and then
to the relationship. Okay, so if you follow that same series of events, you know, just like our age is 1, 2, 3, we don't go 1, 18, 36.
I understand
okay.
this. I understand these concepts.
Okay. The point that I'm trying to make is you have to crawl before you can walk. You've got to negotiate. You've got to discuss. You've got to be willing to compromise and change and mold.
Okay.
And even in the vanilla world. And I'm not saying that you have to completely change yourself.
No. I'm not getting that.
But you have to be...
I get it.
You have to be flexible.
I concede the compromise point. Conceded. You're cool. But the question then, when we're talking about here is...
She conceded?
I did. The question that we're talking about here is...
Right.
During that point, when you're negotiating, compromising, is that the point at which you start discussing or really bringing up who and what you are? Because this is where I struggle. Have you not then been lying since the beginning? If you didn't disclose it earlier. But if you disclose it earlier, as we've discussed earlier with Nancy, did you not just fuck shit up?
Okay. I'm all about... complete honesty. And that's one thing that I always just fucking hammer the shit out of. Whether it's vanilla or lifestyle or whatever. Honesty. Okay? Am I always honest? Yes. Am I always 100% honest? No. Okay? My matter of interpretation is that I don't look at it that I'm lying. I look at it that I'm manipulating. Okay? And I know that...
Well, that's so much better.
I know. I know it's a bad word to use, but... I will, you know, when telling the truth, you can leave parts of that truth out. Do you like to spank? Well, of course I like to spank. I'm not going to tell you how extreme I like to spank.
Well, yeah, but I don't think, again, that's not a lie. You answered the question.
Right, I answered the question, but you're leaving things out, okay? So you're manipulating your response. You're manipulating that person and what they want to hear, okay? Don't give me that look. I know that look already, all right? The point that I'm trying to make is you don't have to be complete full disclosure with somebody. You know, if you bring out, yes, I'm kinky, you don't have to tell them what extreme you're kinky. You don't have to, oh, yeah, sure, yeah, I like, yeah, let me show you how to use that flogger, and then you can kind of take some, you know, half-hearted swats with it, you know, or, you know the gloves, the gloves are there, you know, for like, you know, I use those when I'm masturbating on my period. So, I mean, you can kind of just deflect all that shit.
We're not talking about vampire gloves here now, are we?
He's talking about the gloves that you keep next
to
your
bed. The nitrile gloves.
Did you forget about the gloves?
Yeah, I forgot about the gloves, which is why they're by my bed, because I forgot about them, which is why the flogger's there, too. I forgot about that one as well. It's a flogger I don't use.
But the point I'm trying to make is you can be honest and still only be half honest. Like, you could still white lie and still be honest.
Well, but no. Well, yes.
But no, but yes.
The part of dating is getting to know each other. And
getting to know you.
Oh my
getting to
fucking
know
God.
All about you.
I'm sorry, is this church hour?
It was musical theater. Thank you. Oh.
But, and so, you're getting to know someone, and if that kinky side of you just happens to be one of the last things that they find out about you, that's okay.
That's true. It's kind of like you don't, like, reveal, hey, I was molested as a child on your first date, that kind of thing.
Right.
I like this. This is a good justification.
So, you know, you can go on and on about how you love art, and you love music, and you love all these things, and you're so obsessed with Ren Faire, and all...
Only when it's on.
Only when it's on. And, you know, as it progresses, you number one, you get a feel for them, and number two, you've delayed it enough where you've created an investment from them. Into you. Hmm. So then, when you reveal the information, at least this is my assumption, because I have not gotten there yet, but...
This is all supposition.
Yes. So I'm assuming that once you get to that point and you reveal this information, it's taken in way different than it would have been taken in on the first date.
Well, yes, obviously, because you're right about the investment. It still sounds a lot like manipulation, but I can bench that.
But it's not, you're not being underhanded.
No, because you're not. There's no malice.
Because you don't want them to be into you because you're kinky. You want them to be into you because you're genuinely, you have depth. You have, you know, you're smart and you're a good person and you have interests. If the only reason that they like you is because you're kinky, then doesn't that defeat the entire purpose of dating and trying to get into a relationship?
Agreed.
Hence why I'm a gentleman and I try to avoid the flirting and the sex talk.
Which I disagree.
At the beginning.
I mean, I think you're right. I understand why you're doing it. And I get from a male's perspective, it's going to be harder to judge when you get flirty and that kind of thing. But I don't know. I like flirty right off the bat. Like, just bring it.
Yeah, but well, you're a harlot.
I am.
Everybody's different. Okay.
It's true.
That's true. I mean, we settled on that a long time ago. We're all different in our own sort, you know, just by definition of kinky. You know, Nancy's theory is right in her approach.
It is. It's solid. It's sound.
Okay. I mean, it's the same theory that I'm using. My problem is trying to prove that theory, you know, okay, my first 1,800 steps have been complete failure, so now I'm going back and analyzing those 1,800. You know, that's, of course, an exaggeration. Dating is expensive, by the way.
Oh,
God, is it ever?
Especially when the guy pays for all that fucking shit.
I'm so grateful when guys pay. It is really expensive.
But, so, Nancy's theory is right.
Yes, but historically men make more money than women, so.
So, Nancy's theory is right. She's on it. But now it's the point, you got to prove that theory.
Well, and you know what else, too, is, I mean, and I'm not sure if this is the case for other kinky people that are trying to date, but as Mistress said, my life is full of kinky events and kinky people. Like, sometimes I almost feel like, wait, what do I have that's not kinky that I can talk about?
No, I agree. Sometimes it's really hard. It's like, oh, people ask, what do you do? Well, what do you do for fun? I go to the dungeon. No, that's not the right answer. You know. So
I attend cultural events.
That's, well, subcultural events.
Yeah. I have a very active nightlife.
Which could be code for I'm a hooker. I mean, whatever.
You hook? I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I haven't seen the hooker heels.
Let's work some of that. I actually have lots of heels upstairs. I don't wear them, though. They're uncomfortable. I prefer flip-flops. Or bare feet.
That's okay. When you get into heels that are like that, they look a whole lot better when they're up in the air anyway, so.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I
suppose. This guy.
This guy. Ooh, maybe I'll wear a corset tonight instead of the black and white dress. Anyway, sorry. Shiny.
ADD.
You mentioned shoes. Shoes made me think about clothes. Made me think about the red corset. Blah, blah, blah. That's your fault. Anyway. I think we've kind of exhausted the subject. I think that the end result is we don't have any idea of what we're doing. So if anybody else has any ideas, I mean, share them, because we like them.
Well, and I'm sure that we'll circle back to this topic, because...
When we have more ideas.
When we have more ideas, but because we are continuing to, well, in your case, whatevering.
Whatever!
You know, just seeing what's out there, and kind of testing the waters, and... Hoping that the other person is not afraid to get into the water with us because, you know, they're going to get bit by a shark or some shit.
Biting
is good.
Biting is really good.
Yes.
I love biting. Anyway, so if you have, like, thoughts or whatever, hit us up. I'm on the Twitter. I'm at Insidious Muse.
And I'm at Service Slut.
And Asshole is?
At Strict and Stern for You.
The number 4, not the letter 4. Letters 4.
And the letter so. And, not and.
Oh, Strict, Stern, far you.
I'm sorry, is that your dig at my southern accent?
No, I was just trying to give... Also, please review us, our new podcast on the iTunes. If we get enough reviews, we actually get an average rating, and I would like it to be a 5. It would be fantastic.
Yeah.
We were at a 5, weren't we? With the Love Bite. So we'd like to be at a five again, because it's really the same. It's just we're now in the swanky new Intellectual Kink studios. Where we get to smoke. And ash. Well, we're in the annex, so we had to ash in the Ben and Jerry's container. But whatever. It was late night snack, which was fantastic. So I think that makes it all worthwhile.
Anyway. We're going to be all over the place.
And if you have any topics for shows that you would like us to do, hit us up. Some of you have my email address, so that's cool. Or you can hit me up on the website. Blah, 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 blah. And are we done?
I think so.
Say bye.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.